According to a document released at the conference by China's Ministry of Environmental Protection, the country has established over 2,700 nature reserves covering a combined area of nearly 1.5 million square kilometers. That accounts for about 15% of China's entire land area. About 89% of all wildlife and wild plants are under state protection, and most of the nation's key natural remains are preserved in these nature reserves. Earlier this month, a female black snub-nosed monkey at the Baima Snow Mountain Nature Reserve in southwest China's Yunnan province gave birth for the second year in a row. This marked a breakthrough in the reproduction cycle of the species, which is among the world's most endangered primates. Previously, they gave birth once in every 2 years. Zhong Tai, an official of the reserve, said it is the shortest reproduction cycle for the species at the reserve in over 2 decades.
In over 20 years of artificial feeding at our reserve, we've never experienced this phenomenon of a female monkey giving birth in a successive year. I think it's a breakthrough in breeding black snub-nosed monkeys.
Black snub-nosed monkeys, with an estimated population of 3,500 in China, are on the red list of threatened species of the International Union for Conservation and Nature. Meanwhile, China has been implementing a series of ecological rehabilitation projects in the South China Sea, which is rich in biological resources and also home to over 100 kinds of coral. Wang Yamin, a professor with the Marine Institute of the Shandong University, said China has done a lot of restoration work.
In recent years, we have done a lot of work to protect the South China Sea and restore its coral reef ecosystem. We have also conducted technical research on the biodiversity protection of marine organisms such as sea turtles, including the construction of a protection zone, enforcing bans on fishing off-season and ecological restoration.
Another highlight and a crucial mission is protecting the habitat of endangered sea turtles of China's Xisha Islands. A variety of the turtle species has been listed as animals in China under second-class state protection and included in the list of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. Zhou Jingfeng, Secretary General of the China Biodiversity Conservation and Green Development Foundation, said many institutions in China have taken actions to protect them.
We have collaborated with the Xiamen University to start working on a biodiversity database for species at the South China Sea since last year. Meanwhile, we also monitor the sea turtles in the South China Sea. After more than half a year's work, this year we will free some of those sea turtles this month and next month.
China is also enforcing a fishing ban in the South China Sea every year from May the 16th to August the 1st as a move to reduce damage to endangered species. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.